This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. federal government released details of the indictment charging former U.S. President Donald Trump with 37 felony counts in the case of mishandled classified documents at his Florida state. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Today, an indictment was unsealed.
Special Counsel Jack Smith laid out the allegations.
Charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
The government says Trump not just intentionally kept classified documents at Mar-a-Lago in areas ranging from a ballroom to a bathroom, but showed some to visitors, including a Pentagon battle plan and a military operation map, and then refused Justice Department demands to return the documents, enlisting aides to hide them.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Smith says he wants a speedy trial in South Florida, where Trump is said to make a court appearance Tuesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
VOA national correspondent Steve Herman Friday speculated on how the indictment could affect Trump's 2024 presidential campaign.
It's certainly going to have some impact, although there's skepticism among political analysts that these charges or a trial will affect Trump's standing with his core supporters, perhaps about one third of the Republican Party voters. There are already some other candidates, and there's perhaps as many as a dozen we're going to see jump in on the Republican side, trying to thwart Trump from getting the nomination for a third time. They're going to call for him to remove himself from the race. It seems highly unlikely that Trump would concede.
This is VOA News. Sudanese authorities say the United Nations envoy to Sudan, a key mediator in the country's brutal conflict, is no longer welcome in the African country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The terse statement issued by Sudan's foreign ministry comes just weeks after the head of the country's military, General Abdel Fattah Burhan, demanded in a letter to envoy Volker Perthes that he should be removed from his post. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has been notified that Perthes has been formally declared persona non grata. The foreign ministry says Perthes has been a key mediator in Sudan since being appointed as special envoy in 2021, first during the country's failed attempts to transition to democracy, and then as relations between the military and the militia group, the RSF, deteriorated. Fighting exploded last month. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Images of smoke obscuring the New York skyline and the Washington Monument this week have given the world a picture of the perils of wildfires that occur far from where blazes regularly turn skies into hazardous haze. The unhealthy air from Canada's wildfires may have been an unnerving novelty for millions of people in the U.S. East Coast, but Emory University's environmental health professor Jeremy Sarnat told the Associated Press it was a reminder of how conditions are routinely in other parts of the world.
Even though this is very severe and it is an exceptional event for millions of people living in the Northeast U.S., these types of exposures and much higher levels of exposure are typical for millions, if not close to billions of people in other parts of the world. So, you know, we kind of have to kind of keep that in perspective and to contextualize that this is a severe air pollution episode in the U.S., but it's fairly typical for what millions and millions of people experience in other parts of the world.
Data from the media research firm Antenna show that daily U.S. signups for Netflix have jumped in the first few days after the streaming giant's password-sharing crackdown came into effect May 23rd. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhardt reports.
Research firm Antenna said nearly 100,000 new sign-ins were recorded over just 2 days, an astounding leap for a company that was losing subscribers in a saturated market and a tough economy. Under the new rules, U.S. users are charged $8 a month for adding a non-household member to their accounts, a drastic turnaround for a company that once tweeted, "Love is sharing a password." After the policy change, Netflix saw its four largest days of U.S. subscriber growth in the 4.5 years that Antenna has been covering the company.
That's Lisa Bernhardt reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.